It is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Airbnb is a website that you can use when you're traveling to rent out a room or an entire house, or if you're going to be traveling and you want to rent out your apartment or house to somebody else, you can do that as well. My next guest, Ari Teeman, did exactly that with his apartment in New York, rented his place for a weekend to David Carter, who said he needed a place to stay while he was in the city for a wedding. But Ari left his apartment keys with David on a Friday night, stepped out for dinner, was going to leave town for the weekend, then realized he had forgotten something, so he went back there and did not like what he found. Here he is to tell that story. Ari, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, Paul.
So you rent out your place for one night, and you come home, and things are not what you expect them to be. What did you find when you got back to the apartment?
I came back to pick up a suitcase, and there was a posse, if you will, of about 18 large individuals who looked like they were thrown out of a nightclub you wouldn't have wanted to have been thrown into. And I see the guy I gave the key to, this guy David, who I'd met. He was wearing a button-down shirt, seemed like a soft-spoken guy. And I go up to him, and he goes, they're shutting us down. They're shutting us down. And I thought, well, that seems extreme for having your brother and sister-in-law over for a wedding.
Yeah.
And I see the super, he's in the front of the building, he's not looking happy. Walk in, there's 8-10 guys inside the place carrying my furniture out into a back alley.
Whoa!
Yeah. Disassembling the couches and such. I'm thinking they're stealing from me. I'm thinking, you know, this is brilliant. You spend $300, you search for a guy's apartment, like if you see things you could sell, and you walk it out the back door. And then I was thinking, these are the most efficient movers I've ever found. But, yeah, if you got to move in New York City, hold an orgy. That's the lesson there.
Yeah.
But things didn't make sense. Things were turned. Electronics were moved, but they weren't packed away. It seemed looked weird. My friend came over to carry the furniture, which was moist, even though it was not raining, back into the apartment. And he says, we got to Google these guys. Google his contact info. And there we discovered the Triple X Freak Fest, which was disconcerting, if you will.
Yeah, I think disconcerting is the understatement. What else did you find in your house other than moist furniture once you got everybody out of there?
Well, stuff was just broken. It was clear there was no regard for the property. Cleaning service just came yesterday, and a guy working for the cleaning service, this service called My Clean, he comes over to me after. He says, you know, I didn't want to say stuff when you had, like, your friend here, but the floor was sticky.
So that's why they were moving the furniture out of the way, so they could just get down on the floor literally?
I'm gonna say that's probably what was going on. A friend showed me one of these videos that these guys do, and it did not look pleasant. I haven't been able to get that thought out of my head.
After finding the Triple X thing online, did you ever get any details of how this operation worked or what it was, or have you heard from anybody else that this has happened in their place?
You've heard from a lot of people actually coming out of the woodwork and complaining to me about Airbnb, but not about this. Sort of try to avoid it. I mean, I think this is one of those opportunities where you walk in on a nightmare, and I've been able to turn it into a pretty good opportunity. Obviously, you know, number one trending story on Facebook, lots of great press. It's funny, we had a comic in the city, he said, you know, of all the comedians in New York, the funniest for this to happen to is Ari Teeman, because he's the guy who gets hired to do charity gigs, synagogues, fundraisers. You know, before this, I was the guy joking with Obama in the White House, and now I walked into a pizza store last night, and this girl goes, hey, you're the orgy guy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's gonna twist the branding a little bit. But, yeah, we've attracted a different crowd to the Twitter handle Ari Teeman.
How long did it take you to turn the nightmare experience into a hunk of comedy for your stand-up act?
It was actually pretty instant. You know, obviously hundreds of comics and such reaching out. At first, they were very kind. So comedians were like, oh, if you need a place to stay, you can stay by me. And I'm like, no offense, but a comedian's apartment's probably dirtier than an orgy. And but tons of shows. And I was in the clubs that night just doing, you know, material on this and then on the radio the next day.
Ari, let me go back to the moment you get back to the apartment and you walk in and you see people carrying stuff out. Did you see people engaged in the physical act while you were there?
The super had stopped whatever was going on a few hours before, which might explain his facial expression when I saw him. yeah.
And
no, I mean, my first thought was, wow, this place is destroyed. Like, lots of stuff seems missing. And it's like the entire half, yeah, the apartment's furniture was just sitting in a back alley.
And after finding out online, who these people were, did you go and look at any of the videos that they did and then say, oh, that's what was going on my floor?
Well, they had some images on their feed, so you didn't really need to get, you needed to get motion pictures because still was good enough to make you glad you didn't eat recently.
How much damage did they do, Ari?
It was tens of thousands in damage. I mean, this is, you know, people think it's interesting, but, you know, in New York City, you're living in a luxury apartment if you can't see your toilet from your pillow. Pretty much everything's in one room. So it doesn't take much, especially if you got 20 guys coming through, to break or damage everything you got, not to mention just the filth factor. So, you know, once you get fabric furniture outside in a back alley, you don't want it back in your apartment because of bugs and everything else.
Right.
So, you know, but I think, you know, again, in life, there are people who their material goods are key to them. To me, fortunately, that was by and large nothing really sentimental got damaged. A few things that can be a little bit repaired. And so, you know, I looked at this and said, all right, well, you got a dark situation. Yeah, how do you bring the light out of it? What do you do here?
Yep.
That's great. Obviously, as a comedian, I thought, well, this is going to be a hilarious story. So I put it up on dearairbnb.tumblr.com. Now the tweet heard around the world, tweeted out. And, you know, obviously I needed a response. I needed Airbnb to take care of the issue.
And have they?
And I think, you know, they've responded well. There's a guy on their staff now who's heckling me from Ireland, so we're dealing with that.
Wow.
Well, if people follow at Ari Teeman, they'll see me tweet and discuss that pretty soon.
But I'm curious about I'm curious about the tens of thousands of dollars in damages you said you had there, and you had the cleaning crew in yesterday, and all the rest. Is Airbnb apologized and said, you know what, that's on us, we'll take care of that?
So what I can say is that Airbnb responded well with regards to that. Yeah, you know, obviously not thrilled with their team lead consumer advocate in Ireland heckling me, which is the most recent thing.
Is he a big fan of the BBW panty raid party? Is that what it is?
He may be a big fan of that, or he may not understand his job title. or it was Irony Day Airbnb.
Had you ever used Airbnb before this, Ari? Ever rented your place?
Yeah, you know, I've used Airbnb before. Never had to unleash the entire internet.
Would you do it again?
Airbnb, no. Doing a gig in Boca tonight. I'll be staying at a Hilton.
Will you ever rent your place out to anybody?
Who would think after Paris that Hilton would be a classier name? Anyway.
You'd be wrong. will you ever rent your apartment out to anybody ever again?
It's going to be a while if it ever happens. I mean, there's a palpable feeling of discomfort with that concept right now.
I can understand that. And I can understand that you'll have nightmares just lying in your bed in that apartment thinking about it. Last question I have for you. Who would you rather have your apartment be leased out to for one night? The BB&W panty raid party or a half dozen comedians?
Well, I love comedians. I got to say that despite their quirks, they are the nicest people you'll ever meet, not just in the fact that our job is to give people a smile, but they are genuinely generous and caring, and New York City comedians are some of the best people, and it's an honor to be a part of them. I'm really grateful. So it's happened before where a comic needs to come crash on the couch. Comics are always welcome.
and much less sticky.
They are pretty dry in that fashion, yes.
Ari, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Ari Thiemann here with Paul Harris on America Weekend.
Paul Harris. America Weekend.